It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Iran's opposition is calling on supporters to come out into the streets again tomorrow. It's also repeated its demand for a new election. For its part, the government has warned foreign journalists to stay off the streets. And the country's most powerful military force, the Revolutionary Guard, is cracking down on the internet, although it hasn't been able to stop protesters from communicating. Iranian-American writer Houman Majd has been able to communicate with relatives and friends in Iran, and he joined us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
How, for one thing, have you been reaching people, and what are people telling you?
Well, there's still the internet is still up in Iran, although it's been slowed down to a crawl by the authorities. And, of course, there's phones. The problem with the phones is that cell phones have been blocked by the authorities over the last few days intermittently. So sometimes you can get through, sometimes you can't. Home phones seem to be a little bit better, so I've been able to reach people.
And when you do, what are they saying?
Well, a lot of people are still kind of in shock. I mean, I don't think anybody, including the opposition, expected this kind of reaction by the people, which actually just makes their case even stronger. Most ordinary people are sympathetic. The ones that I speak to and they talk about their neighbors are sympathetic to the opposition. Even some Ahmadinejad supporters do believe the election was not exactly kosher. So there's a general feeling that there's something particularly wrong with the system, something that has shocked people mainly because this has never happened before. The one thing, the one democratic aspect, if there are democratic aspects to the Islamic Republic, the one democratic aspect has been the vote. Vote has been generally considered fair throughout the history of the Islamic Republic, and people have accepted the results of the votes because when the opposition has won, for example, with Mohammad Khatami by a major landslide, it was accepted by the leadership, even though they were against his presidency. And this time round, they just can't believe that the opposition would have lost to such a degree, and they're going to continue the protest because this is the one thing. This is not a revolution. It must be remembered, this is not really a revolution. People are not out on the streets trying to bring down the system. What they're demanding and what the opposition is very clear about is that they're demanding a full revote, because they don't believe that the election was held in a fair and open way.
Now, is there, though, among the people you're talking about, any doubt that, though, Ahmadinejad will remain president? I mean, it's sort of a mix of hopes and demands, but with a sense that, in the end, he'll be there.
Well, there is some of that. There is some resignation to the fact that it's going to be very, very difficult to change the results of the election, or indeed for the government to actually back down to the point where they agree to a revote altogether.
Well,
but I think there is some hope. There is some hope because people are seeing that the government has, or the leadership has, cracked in the last few days. Just the mere fact that they agreed to a recounting certain number of ballots. So they are aware that there are these negotiations going on between the opposition candidates, the Guardian Council, the Supreme Leader himself. And there's a very, very, very powerful man on the side of the opposition, and that's Ayatollah Rafsanjani, who has been very quiet and not made any public statements. But the mere fact that he's been quiet and not made any public statements tells most people that he's on their side. So the people are recognizing that within the leadership there are some cracks.
Now, we just have a few seconds left, but let me just ask you, could this go either way, do you think, and do maybe people you're talking to think this could go either way? In other words, more concessions or a big crackdown?
Yes, it could go either way. I think it's absolutely impossible to tell at this point. But yes, the people I talk to absolutely believe it could go either way. And certainly the people on the streets believe it could go either way. And they're not going to give up. So either a crackdown or more concessions. Whether there'll be a different president a week from now, I don't know. That's impossible to say at this point.
Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Houman Majd is the author of The Ayatollah Begs to Differ, The Paradox of Modern Iran.